You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey everyone, Tim McMaster here with Chris Haft, our MLB.com Giants reporter. And Chris, this is a hot stove season that really promises to be intriguing at some point. We're not quite there yet because we're being held up by a couple of big-time players in Giancarlo Stanton and, of course, all the trade rumors around him and Shohei Ohtani, who's going to be coming over from Japan. The window to talk to and sign him expected to start on Friday when the league officially puts into place the new plan with Japan and the Players Association and Major League Baseball. So the good news for Giants fans, I guess, is they could be involved in both of those big players when things officially shake down. Let's start with Stanton. We've already talked about him, of course, on this podcast. He's a guy that the Giants have targeted, and they seem to still very much be alive in the sweepstakes. Now, Stanton this week gave a list of teams to the Marlins that he would okay a trade to. Reportedly, the Dodgers are at the top of that list, so that's not good for Giants fans. Of course, Dodgers don't seem that interested. So when you look at the situation now and how things have slowly developed over the last week or two, Chris, are we basically where we've been, or are the Giants making some inroads in trade discussions?
Jim, I think we are where we've been. By now, it's to the point where any packages of players that the Giants have offered and other teams have offered, I think the Marlins know pretty much who they're going to get back from the handful of interested teams. So now it's a matter of money. So if anybody's willing to take, whether somebody's willing to take all of Stanton's salary, 95 or 75 million left?
Yeah, 95.
At this point it gets to be a money thing. So, and of course, the acquiring team, yeah, they want Stanton, but they also want to acquire as little of that small fortune as possible. So I think that's where talks are now. I'm sure they'll intensify heading into Orlando, the winter meetings, which begin December 10th and or 11th. I guess teams arrive on the 10th and the hoo-ha will start on the 11th. And so, this will be a pressure-packed 2 weeks, most of it developing behind the scenes.
Obviously, bringing in Stanton would almost assuredly keep the Giants over the luxury tax. They'd have to pay that big bill. But an interesting story you have up on the website is the fact that while, yes, 2018, this would be a huge hit financially, depending on how much of that contract they would take on, slowly over the years, maybe it's less and less of a factor as other players go off the books.
Yeah, what's also a factor is it's the average annual value that goes up against the competitive balance tax, and with Stanton's tag being quote unquote only $25 million, over time it's something the Giants probably could shoulder, and if they made a deal or two here, it might become really manageable. So. Yeah, the money maybe isn't as daunting a factor as you might think just at first glance.
It sounded at first like the Cardinals were really making that big initial push, and then there's been reports that maybe the Giants have become the front runners, and you haven't heard a lot about the other teams. Of course, the Red Sox were a team rumored to be interested, and Dave Dombrowski tends to be more of a quiet until he strikes kind of general manager, and he's not afraid to pull the trigger on a big move. But I mean, when you look at things right now, if the Marlins are set on moving Stanton at some point, you would think the Giants are probably on his list as a West Coast team, as a team that he would, if it came to it, accept a trade to. Do you feel like Giants fans have reason to be optimistic at this point?
Sure, they have reason to be optimistic. I think there's a chance he'll come here, but I sure wouldn't be as presumptuous just to say he's the Giants are the favorite storms, and I know at some junctures during this offseason, several of my counterparts have said that the Giants are favorites, and well, look at what's happened. Nothing. So, figuring what kind of package of players the Giants are offering the Marlins in return, I've got to believe other teams can, figure out ways to offer more, better packages than what the Giants can. So that's what leaves me skeptical.
Yeah, and of course, he does have to accept the trade. So that's one thing that maybe helps the Giants on the West Coast. We will certainly see, and this should continue to be interesting. Doesn't seem like it's going to get settled real soon. You said it, as we get close to the winter meetings and into the winter meetings in Orlando, Florida, things could really heat up when all those teams are in one place, and we'll see if something big goes down in Orlando. All right, the other big name is Shohei Ohtani, coming over from Japan. Of course, he's the Babe Ruth of Japan. He has a power bat, which obviously the Giants could use, and he has, by most scouts' accounts, frontline, top-of-the-rotation type stuff on the mound. On top of that, he's only 23 years old. And he's not going to cost a lot of money. It'll be $20 million to his team in Japan, and then a minimal bonus, and then he'll go into the regular international program where it'll be 3 years of team, 6 years of team control, including the 3 years of arbitration. So every team in Major League Baseball wants in on the Ohtani situation. Some teams are better set up than others. When you look at the Giants, how do you think they kind of stack up against other teams at this point?
Not very well, Jim. hate to sound like just throwing cold water on everything, but because of that, the posting stuff that's going to start on with the postings that are going to start on, I guess, on Friday, December 1st. I believe those figures are etched in stone, are they not?
The amount, the $20 million is etched in stone, and then the amount each team can spend is based on their international bonus pool. So the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Rangers, and the Twins have the most money, but it's all less than, I think the most is $3.5 million. So it's all minimal bonus money.
Yeah. I believe the Giants are at $300,000 or $350,000 or something like that.
Yeah.
So if he's not, it's been said he's not in it for the money. So that's great. Because there's not a whole lot. The Giants don't have that much, are not allowed to offer him that much. I know, we all know good and well, we've been around the team, all know good and well, that they respect his ability and they love his ability, and they think he's going to be a heck of a player. So who knows? Maybe just with other factors, their recent run of championships, the fact that this is such a cosmopolitan area, the ballpark, maybe he takes a look at that and decides, well, San Francisco might be right for me, but that remains to be seen.
Yeah, and it seems like because, as you said, he said the money doesn't matter, and it's clear that that's true, because if the money was the most important thing to Ohtani, he could wait two more years and basically be a free agent and sign for, who knows, $200 million with the team. So it's clear he wants to compete at the major league level as soon as possible. So it almost feels like, rather than a typical Major League Baseball player coming over and being wowed with dollars, this is almost going to be like a college recruiting trip where teams just want to sell the program, sell the campus, and everything like that. I think it's kind of cool because it's not something you see much in Major League Baseball, where more often than not the dollar wins out.
Right, the Ohtani people want presentations both in English and Japanese, so nothing gets, pardon the expression, to use a cliche, nothing gets lost in translation. So that's great. More power to him. He is an exciting talent, and good luck to whichever team gets him. I just don't think it's going to be the Giants, unfortunately for them.
All right, so negative news on the Ohtani front, which is to be expected, but still some hope as far as Giancarlo Stanton goes. The Giants certainly very much in the mix, if nothing else, on Stanton as they try to add that big bopper to the middle of the lineup. Great stuff as always, Chris. This has been MLB.com Extras, our Giants edition. For Chris Haft, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.